Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Gavin Melcher, and I am number 35 for the Fort McMurray Oil Barons.
Gavin, what does...
Oh, also from Holland, Michigan. So
Holland, Michigan.
US, yeah.
Okay, we got an American here. Yep. Nice. All right, well, I'm just going to change my whole where I was going to go next. Is this your first time in Canada?
So I started the season in Canada, yeah, and then I got traded here a couple weeks ago. So I was in Ontario.
Okay.
I have some family in Toronto, so like I've been to Canada before, but first time really spending a lot of time here.
Okay.
So it's been fun.
Let's start off with hockey culture in America. What's it like?
I think it's pretty similar. It's not done quite as big as here. Like hockey is, it's huge. You don't have like Hockey Day in Canada type stuff. Minnesota does, but it's. Mm-hmm. I think Minnesota's a lot more like here, but it's just dial it back a step or two, and I think that's how.
Yeah.
You guys have football.
Yeah, no, football's huge. Oh, yeah. But I think it's just dialed back a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's pretty similar other than that.
Okay. Because, yeah, like, I was fortunate when Chicago was making their runs, like, 15 years ago. I just happened to be in Chicago often back then. So I was able to go see some of the games. Yeah. I was in the bars for the games. And what, like, blew my mind, it was, like, literally game six, like, the deciding game one year. And I'm there, and I get off the plane, and I'm in my cab, and I'm like, yo, can you turn into the radio station? Yeah. And I'm not going to say exactly what the cab driver said, but he told me very clearly he was not. He figured out I was Canada, and he's like, forget hockey. I was like, what? And I'd go into bars, and they wouldn't be playing the game. Yeah. And they'd say, no, we're not a hockey bar. You got to go, like, across the street. Oh. Which, to me, if your city is in, like, the Stanley Cup Finals, I just assumed everybody in Chicago is tuning in.
You think. But
so many wouldn't.
I think hockey's getting bigger. It's obviously not to the extent, but it's definitely like growing. I know Detroit is. I mean, they call it Hockey Town. It's a big.
Yeah.
They just love their sports there. Yeah. You know, tough exit for the Lions there, and the Red Wings are after a little coaching change. They're making a good comeback and getting into a playoff position, but. Yeah. Yeah, I think it really depends on the city. I'm surprised Chicago not big on that.
No, like, it was wild. Like, I was down there for 2 out of the 3 years. I actually went to the conference finals when they played L.A.
Oh, yeah.
I got tickets to Game 7 when it went into triple overtime and they lost. Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. Yeah. But, yeah, like, I would walk around Chicago with my jersey on and some people wouldn't even know. Like, it wasn't a thing. But, like, yeah, when the Oilers were in, if you walked down Edmonton, you had a jersey on.
I'm sure.
It went wild. Even in Detroit, I went to, what's it called, Little Caesars? Is that their
that's
stadium?
That's the new arena.
I went there, too, and, like, yes, Detroit is different. Like, a lot of people in Detroit know hockey's going down. But not everybody.
Yeah, it's not like most of the cities in Canada. It's just...
Yeah.
It's a secondary sport, and I think it's probably going to be like that for a while, but I think it's still, it's growing and it's going to be a lot more popular and it continues to be. But
and so where you came from as a secondary sport, I love how you said that actually. Where did you get the passion for playing this?
My dad played. Okay. So he's from Pennsylvania, and he played, I think, just like regular minor hockey and then high school growing up. So I think he had me on skates when I was probably like 3 or 4 and just playing on the pond or whatever. But yeah, I didn't start playing until later, but that's really how my dad played. And so obviously hockey was being watched. He would watch like Flyers games or whatever. Mm. And that's really how I got into it.
Nice. Yeah. Now, most athletes from Canada, they think about traveling down to the States so they can get bigger at their sport. Did you think about, oh no, one day I got to go up to Canada?
Probably a little bit. Okay. I don't think I did that more than like 1 or 2 times, but yeah, you just know as a hockey player, like Canada's, they're really good at hockey, and you think about it a little bit, but as far as in the U.S. goes, Michigan is near the upper end of hockey, so it wasn't all the time, but definitely crossed my mind a little bit.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Lower Canada.
Yeah, facts. So now that you're in Fort McMurray, very different from the different places. We're at the top of the world, super north, super isolated. We're a little chiller than the rest of the world.
Yeah.
How are you feeling the atmosphere here? And do you think that it affects your hockey play?
I think the atmosphere, it's cool. I mean, I think it's fitting for hockey. You know, nice, cold, way up north. It's a good-sized town, though, and I think it's the atmosphere has been great. Like, there's a lot of energy at the games, a lot of people. Haven't been here too long, but it's been great so far. And I think that really it does help with the games. Everyone cares, and it's a lot of investment into the team, and it gives you the opportunity to succeed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, me and this guy are guilty of eating wild snacks. We actually have a podcast that we just eat snacks on. It's awesome. Nice. When it comes to yourself, one of our things when we go down to America, they have like a completely different snack game. Sometimes it's better. Sometimes it's worse. Yep.
Most times it's better.
Yeah, most times it's better. Yeah. What is one treat that you've had in Canada where you're like, no, we need this back in America?
Random one, because we have it in the U.S., but the Kit Kats are just better. I mean, it could be totally like the placebo effect. I've been told they're different, but I think they're just better.
Yeah,
like, it's just I think if we could just get them like that, it'd be a little better.
I'm gonna test this out when we go down for Thunderdome. I'm gonna get a Kit Kat. That's good insight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It could have just been I hadn't had one for a while before I came up here, and then I tried one after being told it was a different different chocolate or something, but I don't know, I think they're better.
Yeah, I'd believe it. Sure. Depends.
I've not had those yet.
Excuse me, how long have you been here?
Which one?
Coffee Crisp?
Do you haven't had a Coffee Crisp?
Too long for that to be acceptable, if I had to guess.
Dude, you gotta have a Coffee Crisp as soon as we leave. If I had one in my backpack, I would have given you one. Every time, we've hired a number of DJs from America to come up now, and so in the gift basket, we always give them like Canadian stuff.
Yeah.
And the one thing is a Coffee Crisp, and it blows everybody's mind.
Yeah. Coffee Crisp, Swedish berries, and A&W onion rings.
Yeah.
Those are like the three things that all Americans come up here and are just like, these are the best.
I haven't had those. I don't think I've had any of those.
Guys, like, your teammates are letting you down. A&W onion rings as soon as you leave, and then swing into a corner store and get a Kit Kat.
Swedish berries.
Yeah. And what's the one thing that we have here? Fuzzy peaches.
Oh, yeah, fuzzy peaches too. Yeah, fuzzy peaches.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah, fuzzy peaches. But yeah, in America, though, like, it's just insane.
Yeah.
The stuff that we can get here that you can also get there is way better there. Like, Orange Crush.
Oh, yeah.
Orange Crush is phenomenally better in the States.
Yeah. Soda's pretty good.
Yeah. Soda. They're, nice.
Pop.
Yeah. Pop. I think that's what most people I know would say, but I don't know, I just don't.
Yeah, when I was down in Detroit, the one thing that was completely different, and like, I didn't notice it I noticed it as soon as I put it in my mouth, but the residents told me the ketchup. Ketchup is way sweeter in America. Like, it was like almost like sugar-based. So I had a lady that I was with who literally had ketchup in her purse, that she's like, I drive across the border to Canada, Windsor, get my ketchup and bring it back. It's because it's not as sugary. I was like, so I tried it out. I'm like, yeah, man, this stuff tastes like some Willy Wonka stuff. I'm not into it.
Honestly, I'm probably just so used to stuff being that sugary that it doesn't, I don't even notice it at this point. But I don't know. I like the ketchup either way, I think.
Yeah. No.
I haven't noticed it being that sugary, but
actually, now
that I think about it, it definitely is, but it's just not something I've thought about that much.
Yeah. Same with, we were down at Base Canyon this summer, and the salt content on the food in America was just like,
oh yeah,
wild.
Felt my arteries close.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah.
Cool. So in regards to position, where do you play on the ice?
I'm a goalie.
You're a goalie?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a lunatic then. There's not many of you.
I mean, I've got more gear than the guys blocking shots up front, so.
Yeah. Man, I wish I would have known you were a goalie before. Yeah. I have so many questions to ask, but Tanner just tapped his watch. Oh. That means we're out of time.
Oh, sorry.
So before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug, though. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights.
You know what? I guess I'll shout out my family, coaches, advisors, teammates, everyone who's helped me along the way here.
There we go. Awesome. Tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope you're all having a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I just tossed at this. That's another Max City Morning Show done.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.